أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل للمؤمنين يغضوا من أبصارهم ويحفظوا فروجهم ذلك أزكى لهم إن الله خبير بما يصنعون صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 30 of Surah An-Nur. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala at the beginning of the surah spoke about the penalties, the laws regarding that person that committed zina, what the penalties will be, etc. Then as we progressed along in the surah, the last few verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala showed us protective measures. Now amongst these protective measures, one great protection is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, قُلْ O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, say lil mu'minina, to the true believers. And here it will include the whole ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yaghuddu min abasarihim, that they should cast down or lower their gazes. Wa yahfazu furujahum, and they should protect their chastity. Ulama have written that here in this ayat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has described the two extremes. The very beginning of adultery, promiscuity, the very beginning of zina begins with the misuse of the eyes. And then obviously, Allah protect us all, it comes eventually to a person then actually committing the zina. And this is the beauty of the Quran Sharif, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has shown us the two extremes. A person sees wrong. As a matter of fact, Ibn Qayyim and others have written that if there is a protection not only from zina, a protection from all sins, then one is that a person protects his eyes or her eyes. Hence here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has addressed our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, telling Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to address the Ummah on this matter, to the extent that we find then Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu saying that this haram glance, a prohibited glance, is from amongst the poisonous arrows of shaitan. Now an arrow, when it hits its target, obviously it is detrimental. When that arrow is poisonous, then obviously the detriment multiplies. So when a person casts a glance, it is like he's casting this arrow that is poisonous. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that that person that protects his eyes, that person that protects his glances, there may be a desire in the heart, but makhafati, because of the khawf of Allah. He does it because of the khawf of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, in lieu of the glance, Allah will grant that person halawatul iman, the sweetness of iman. That is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has kept in store for a person. Then we find one narration, Jarir ibn Abdullah Bajali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what happens if the glance just takes place? It can happen by mistake, in error. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, then move your glance away. In other words, move your eyes away. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that the first glance is forgiven. But that's a glance. In other words, a person may have been at a particular place, the eye fell on some female, and the person immediately moves away, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that is forgiven. And then the second glance, or the glance that remains thereafter a person focuses his attention, his eyes, then that is not forgiven by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. that becomes isan. So here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala begins with the very beginning, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that say to the believing men that they should lower their glances, وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ, and they should protect their chastity. وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ, ulama have written in every aspect, whether it is the opposite gender, whether it is the same gender, whether it is a person that uses one's hands, whatever, a person should protect his chastity. ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, and that is most pure for them. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ, and certainly Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is all-knowing of what they do. In other words, all of that is in the knowledge of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.